What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, this is episode number 483 today. We're quickly approaching 500 episodes. So excited here. And complete side note, I'm recording this episode on my new desktop. So I have one of those electrical adjustable stand-up desk where I can hit a button and it goes up or down. And I got a piece of plywood from Home Depot. I had them cut it for me and then I stained it years ago. And it's a nice big desktop area. It's like 30 by 60. And I am not a woodworker. I'm not a DIY guy. And I leave that to my buddy Pete, DIYPete.com. He's brilliant. He's the dude I stay with when I go up to Bozeman, Montana to go fly fishing. But anyway, I made the mistake of not sealing the wood. I think that's what you call it. I just stained it. And over the years, you know, I got coffee mug imprints or whatever, stains on there and all this other stuff. And so I've been wanting to replace it. And I found this amazing piece of like countertop butcher block that is an inch and a half thick. And it's amazing. It's like 30 by, it's same size, nice and big, brilliant color. It's like a beech wood. Anyway, it's funny how little things like this make you more productive or help you in your productivity. It just makes me happy. So anyway, I digress. Today we have to talk about this. And as I'm recording this, Apple has not yet rolled out the whole ATT thing, which is their whole privacy updates that they're rolling out in the next version of iOS. Okay, so they've not yet rolled it out. However, hopefully by the time that you're listening to this, you have set up, you've done your preparations for when this rolls out, right? Because this is going to affect your Facebook and Instagram ads. Heck, it's also going to affect your any other kind of advertising that you're doing where there's a pixel involved, okay? And so today specifically, there's a lot of confusion around this. I want to talk about the whole, you know, Facebook ads 8 conversion event limit that Facebook has rolled out in light of the whole iOS privacy updates. There's a lot of confusion around about how the 8 conversion event thing works, like how to set up your events, which events you should prioritize, and more. Now, I covered all the things that you need to do as a Facebook and Instagram advertiser to prepare for the new iOS privacy changes in episode number 468. Which was in February. I had my buddy and brilliant ads manager, Terrell Brown, on the episode here with me, and we chatted through everything that you need to do in order to prepare yourself. So if you've not yet done the necessary things inside of Business Manager to prepare your Facebook ads account, definitely listen to that episode. Okay. It's episode 468. And in that episode, we talked about verifying your domain and how to do that. The next step after verifying your domain is you've got to choose and rank your conversion events, either standard event or custom conversion. Okay. So I'm going to explain what all that means here in just a second. So in order to do this, you're going to want to go to the pixels section in your business manager's business settings. Okay. In the left-hand column there, you'll find pixels under data sources. From there, you just want to select your pixels. So you'll see a list. If you have multiple pixels there, or if you just have one pixel, you'll select your pixel. And then you're going to see that pixel data chart. Looks like a line graph sort of thing. You should see a tab called Aggregated Event Measurement. So select that tab. Then you're going to see a blue box there. It says Configure Web Events. Configure Web Events. And then once you click that button, you're going to see a list of domains where your pixel has fired before. Like your own domain, like rickmulready.com, or if you have, if you use Kajabi or FG Funnels or whatever, you'll see those domains there. And for the domain that shows domain verified, very likely it's going to be your own domain if you've already verified your domain. And in this section here, you'll see a column called Assigned Events. And up will pop up a box where it says you'll want to choose Edit Events. Okay, so now you're going to see your events listed out in the name of your pixel and such. Okay, now this is where you're setting your 8 conversion events. And the really important thing here, and this is where most people find it very confusing, and I was super confused at first. The order that you have your conversion events is very important. Okay, because if people opt out of tracking in the new iOS privacy update, only the highest priority event that you've set will be reported. What that means is if, let's just say you have your highest priority, so at the top is your highest priority event, and then second, and then the next one down is your next high priority event, second highest priority event, and then your third highest priority event, right? And so if your highest priority event doesn't fire in your funnel, then it moves down to optimizing and reporting on the second event. That's why prioritizing is really important, because if the top one doesn't, isn't firing and thus is not going to be reported, then it will move down the list and find the next one that does fire. So for example, if your top event is purchase, let's just say, and then your second event is add to cart, well, let's just say that somebody hits add to cart and that's a conversion event for you, but they don't purchase, then even though purchase is your highest priority event, that's not going to be reported because it didn't happen. So it'll move down to Facebook's algorithm and such, will move down to the next prioritized event. Okay. And so again, back on episode 468 with Terrell Brown, I had him come in and I also had him come in, I should say, and do a private training for my accelerator coaching members. We discussed together that as a course creator or a coach, so if you're a course creator or coach, that we recommend having purchase as your highest priority event, right? Because that's what it's all about. Right. Now, if you're only running, say, for example, a lead magnet campaign that you don't lead to any kind of purchase for whatever, I would still do purchase as the highest priority. And then you're going to want lead event, standard event, as your second one. Okay. So the highest priority would be purchase. Second, next priority would be lead. Okay. And then the remaining events and how you have those prioritized is really up to you and how you have your funnels set up. Okay. But the really important thing to note here and to understand is that the order in which you have your events is extremely important. Top one is highest priority. You'll see it in there. It says highest priority to lowest priority. And one shift, by the way, that I'm making in my ads training inside of my Offer to Optimize program, OTO, is rather than using custom conversions to track conversions, which is what I've taught for years now, is to create a lead standard event, okay, or a complete registration event. Because number one, from a Facebook algorithm standpoint, it's a bit better for optimizing your ad sets to be using a standard event now in this day and age, if you will. Also, secondly, we now only have 8 conversion events, right, that you can optimize for and you'll get reporting on, which means that you'll run into problems if you have a whole host of custom conversions, right? But we only have 8 events that we can get reporting on and optimize for. And so if you've got 15, you know, custom conversions that you use, well, we only have 8 event opportunities. And so that's another reason why I'm recommending to go with standard events as, you know, how you are tracking conversions, okay? Also for optimization, for those two reasons. Number one, it's a little bit better in this day and age right now and these days for Facebook's algorithm for optimizing your ad sets, get a little bit better results than what, you know, for what we've seen. Also, we've only got 8 we only have 8 conversion events now that we can optimize and report on. So again, we've got 15, you know, custom conversions. Yeah, we can only report on 8 and optimize for 8. Another recommendation that we discussed in episode 468 was, as you go forward here with your ads funnels, create a separate funnel for your Facebook ad campaigns. Okay, so what that means is, let's just say that you have a webinar funnel set up, or an evergreen funnel set up, or whatever, a small offer funnel set up, whatever it is that you've got set up. You set up your funnel, just duplicate that funnel and have a specific funnel for your Facebook and Instagram ads. That way, you're going to get the data from that funnel in whatever tool that you're using, and you can compare it to what's being reported in Facebook. Okay. So for example, if I'm, you know, letting you know about whatever, my accelerator coaching program, which I'll tell you more about in just a second. And I mean, I don't have a funnel for it. It's like, hey, go, if you want to learn more and apply, go to this page right here and fill out the application. That's it. Right. Well, then we have a call and stuff like that. But let's just say I have a funnel set up and I'm inviting you to go check it out from the podcast here, but then I'm also running Facebook ads for the same offer. Well, I'd want to have 2 funnels, right? All I'm doing is creating one funnel, duplicating it, and I can put like a little FB or something in the URL so that now I have a Facebook ads and Instagram ads specific funnel that I would send ad traffic to. So I know exactly what the data is for that funnel, and I can compare it to what I'm seeing in Ads Manager, okay? And so that's what we definitely recommend that you do. Look, I know a lot of this is confusing. We're all in the same boat here. The best thing that you can do is educate yourself, which you're doing by listening to the podcast here, and also following the steps of what you need to do in order to prepare for this new rollout, which is going to affect our ads. So hopefully this has cleared up some confusion for you. You might have to go back and listen to this a couple of times, but that's what we're talking about when it comes to the 8 conversion events. And frankly, a lot of people are freaking out about, oh, no, I only have 8 conversion events. Like, as a course creator, as an online coach, like, how many conversion events do you really have? Now, again, you might be, you know, a little scared if you have, you know, 27 custom conversions, but, you know, 8 conversion events, if you're using standard events, you should be fine. Okay. And so hopefully this clears a lot of that for you. Hey, don't forget, if you want to join us for Optimize Live, this is my 2-day virtual live streamed event on April 12th and 13th. I've got 8 amazing speakers in addition to myself. Go check out all the speakers. Go learn more about this event. It is going to be epic. I'm so excited about it. Again, it's April 12th and 13th. It's just $47 to stream the entire event. If you want to stream it and get access to all the recordings, it's just $97. Okay. Go to rickmulready.com/optimize live. Secondly, if you are an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're already averaging at least 5K per month in your online business, but you're now spinning your wheels, you're overwhelmed, you're burnt out, and you're really not sure what next step that you need to be taking in your business in order to grow even more without working longer and harder, then my accelerator coaching program is for you, my friend. Okay. To learn more and apply, it's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friend, that is all for today. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.